Facebook and follow me on Twitter. Hit me up on Facebook and follow me on Twitter.
Y'all like the sound of this, man?
Hit me up on Facebook and follow
y'all ready,
me
man,
on
the
Twitter.
Social network.
Hit me up on Facebook
get it.
And follow me on. Hit me up on Facebook and follow
me on
Twitter.
We better see a whole bunch of followers
hit
after this.
Hit me up on Facebook and follow me
they
on
no
Twitter.
They no excuse.
Hit me up on Facebook, follow me on Twitter.
I want y'all to ask
hit me.
Yeah.
Up on Facebook. Yeah.
Welcome to a Kairos Moment podcast, saving you time with your social media marketing. This is Sean Heineman, and today we're going to discuss R. Kelly versus Keith Sweat. Now, I know you're wondering, what in the world does R. Kelly and Keith Sweat has to do with social media? I'm glad you asked. Well, you have R. Kelly, and of course you know about R. Kelly. R. Kelly is, you know, famous R&B singer, I Believe I Can Fly. But then there's also, he has songs that's straight and direct to the point when it comes to being with women in a physical sense, right? Keith Sweat, is, of course, he's a little older, but Keith Sweat kind of had this approach where he romanced you. He would beg, if you will, you know, in order to be with a woman, right? So these guys had different approaches. Now, when it comes to social media, I see a lot of guys, a lot of people with an R. Kelly approach. And as you notice, I talk about this a lot, but people have this R. Kelly approach where they don't want to romance you with their product or their service. And what I mean by romance you, what I mean is giving your listeners or your readers content, giving away free content, giving away the blog, giving away the podcast, giving away the free ebook. You have to romance. You have to have this Keith Sweat approach, right? When you're promoting your product or your service. But a lot of times I see people with the R. Kelly approach where they want to score on the first date. They don't want to wait. They want it now. So they come out with the product, they come out with the service, and they're basically saying, you remind me of my Jeep, you know, this whole R. Kelly approach, right? I mean, they just want to get it on the first date. They don't want to wait. And we all know that from a relationship standpoint, if you're trying to be with someone, you have to romance them, right? I mean, you have to show them that you care. You have to spend some quality time with this person. You can't just have this quick approach about wanting to be with someone. I mean, it just doesn't work that way. You have to take your time. So what I mean by having this Keith Sweat approach, you have to romance that person with your product or your service, but that comes with giving away some free content. Right? It just takes time. Sometimes you got to put in the sweat equity. That's what comes with social media. And we're going to discuss one of the biggest myths about social media. We'll discuss that in another podcast. But you want to have this Keep Sweat approach, because when you have the Keep Sweat approach, these clients, they come back to you, because every time you come out with a new product or service, they'll buy from you. They don't mind spending their money with you because they know that you care. Unfortunately, a lot of times, and I'm not saying that, you know, R. Kelly don't care, but all I'm saying is that he has one goal in mind. And of course, they kind of both have this end result, but it's your approach. It's how you go about things. I mean, you figure you know, some clients you'll eventually marry. I mean, not like in the real sense, but marry as far as your product or your service, that when you come out with something that they will support you. I mean, there's people that I know without a shadow of a doubt, whenever I come out with a book or a service, a product or whatever, I know there are certain people that's just going to buy from me just because I've romanced them enough. They know that I care, that they're going to buy from me. But some people, they get frustrated because they have this R. Kelly approach and they wonder why people aren't buying from them. Well, it's because you're trying to score on the first date. And that's the problem with a lot of social media marketers, and especially small business owners. They have this R. Kelly approach, never seen you on social media. I never heard of you, but you automatically want to score on the first date. Hey, you don't even know my name, but you're trying to score on the first date with your product or your service. And then you're mad because you can't score. But and I'm not being unethical or anything. I'm just trying to give you an example of social media marketing. There's a difference between traditional marketing and social media marketing. So what kind of approach will you take with your product or your service? Will you take the R. Kelly approach, or will you take the Keith Sweat approach? Think about it. This is Sean Heineman with your Kairos Moment. Visit our website at kairossocial.com. And if you don't know how to spell it, you will see it in the show notes. Talk to you soon, people.
Don't have a social media department for your business? At Kairos Social, we meet all your social media needs, giving your business an online presence. We offer services such as consultation, broadcasting, web design, mobile, building your subscriber list. Call us for a free consultation, 602-334-3164.
Facebook and follow me on Twitter. Hit me up on Facebook and follow me on Twitter. Hit me up on Facebook and follow me on Twitter. Hit me up on Facebook and follow me on Twitter. Hit me up on Facebook and follow me on Twitter. Hit me up on Facebook and follow me.